Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The Mass Senate passes a police reform bill overnight. Doctors in Massachusetts concerned about out-of-state COVID cases and one of the stars of Empire arrested for domestic violence. Melissa has a juice coming up.
On the seventh anniversary of another Glee star's death, the body of Naya Rivera was found. What police are saying happened seconds before she was pulled underwater.
Leroy has your sports.
And after eight decades, a major change has finally come to the NFL.
But first, an overnight session, after an overnight session, the Massachusetts Senate passed a police reform bill. After debating all night, the measure was approved 30-7 just after 4 a.m. and would ban police from using chokeholds, create an independent oversight board, and certify officers. It would also create guidelines for use of force and require police to intervene if excessive force is used by a fellow officer. The bill now moves to the House, where lawmakers reportedly want public input on the bill before voting. Doctors in Massachusetts warning about the impact that other states across the country could have here because of spikes in coronavirus cases. Close to a dozen states are seeing increases of COVID-19 cases. A bill has been introduced to help prevent a second surge here that include mandating masks and enforcing two-week quarantines for travelers from states with high numbers and punishable with a fine. New York announced a similar move yesterday. And Brashear Gray, who played Hakeem on Empire, has been arrested in Arizona for domestic violence. So he was arrested early Monday morning after a standoff with a SWAT team and crisis negotiators. Reports say his wife had left the house. She was outside, flagged down someone to help her, claiming that her husband had assaulted her for several hours at their home. And then he barricaded himself inside the house for hours. He did finally surrender and was taken into custody, booked on three charges, felony aggravated assault. And that's because there were reports that he strangled her, which she temporarily lost consciousness. Also misdemeanor assault and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. And his wife had numerous visible injuries. She was treated and released. My God. All right. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Tory Lanez has been arrested, and this was all after a night of partying with Kylie Jenner and Megan Thee Stallion. So this happened around 4:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Police were called because of a disturbance outside a Hollywood home. And when they got there, witnesses say there were people in an SUV arguing and then firing gunshots into the air. After tracking them down, police did find Tory, an unidentified woman, and Megan, who had a foot injury. Apparently, she was bleeding from some sort of glass on the floor. And when police went to go help her out and kind of figure out where the glass came from, they found a gun. Tory was taken to jail and booked for carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle, which is a felony, and Megan was taken to the hospital to be treated and was released. Big changes coming to Dancing with the Stars this season. Tom Bergeron and Erin Andrews, the show's hosts, have been axed.
What?
He's been with the show since its premiere in 2005, and Erin joined in 2014. Tom tweeted that he found out yesterday the show was going in a different creative direction. The new season is set to premiere this fall. From what I hear, there's going to be a major announcement about the show this morning on Good Morning America. So maybe that's what's happening. They're going to announce the new hosts. But
Tom Bergeron's my dude, man.
Yeah.
He's like, when you think of a game show host, he's the guy. He's just like,
he's one of the staples,
There's nothing about him not to like. He's just a cheesy host. Like, the only guy I can see replacing him.
Well, maybe that's why they're replacing him, because they think he's a cheesy host. Maybe
they
want
somebody
else.
That's what you need for that show, you know? Like, it's got to be him or Ryan Seacrest. You can't have anybody else.
Oh, come on. Ryan Seacrest is way too oversaturated.
But when you think of a perfect host that offends nobody, that it's Tom Bergeron or Ryan Seacrest.
I'm on now.
Jesus. And 6 days after going missing, the body of Naya Rivera was found yesterday floating near the surface in the northeastern corner of Lake Peru. Now, police were very careful for making the announcement until the body was properly identified, but they did say they were confident based on the location and clothing that it was Naya. They believe it was an unintentional drowning, adding that where she and her four-year-old son had been swimming, the water was 35 to 60 feet deep, and heavy brush and trees were rising up nearly 20 feet from the bottom of the surface. Now, they're confident that both Naya Maya and her son were swimming, but that the current got a little rough, and what happened next is heartbreaking.
We know from speaking with her son that he and Naya swam in the lake together at some point during their journey. It was during that time that her son described being helped into the boat by Naya, who quote boosted him onto the deck from behind. He told investigators that he looked back and saw her disappear under the surface of the water.
Oh, it sounds like what happened with that wrestler.
The wrestler
who like saved his son and then got taken away.
Oh, right. That's right. Police say that they used FaceTime videos and a picture that she had taken of her son on the boat 90 minutes before he was found asleep to find their location. There was no indication of foul play or suicide. And another interesting side note, Naya's body was found on the 7th anniversary of the death of her co-star, Corey Monteith. Isn't that crazy?
Because of the picture that she sent, I was like, oh, it was a suicide. But now I don't know.
Listen, it's devastating. That poor kid, just to see that and have to describe that to the police, it's heartbreaking. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Well, we got problems already in the NBA before the restart can even start. You've got players apparently sneaking women in the bubble for some entanglement. I'm just saying. And now, two big name players, Russell Westbrook and James Harden of the Houston Rockets, have tested positive for the coronavirus. Yes, entanglement. The Madden 21 video game player ratings have been coming out. Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs has a 99 rating. A lot of women gonna want to have some entanglement with him too because of his contract. Our good old friend Tom Brady, he's a 90, and talk is that Pat's cornerback and defensive player of the year, Stephon Gilmore, will get a 99 rating too. There's only four other players in the game that are a 99.
Can we go back to Patrick Mahomes? This is a funny story. I know a woman. She's a Karen. And I guess on the Patriots fan page on Facebook, somebody made a joke about Patrick Mahomes' contract, and they were like, his girlfriend, if anybody's wondering where his girlfriend is, she's busy poking holes in condoms as we speak,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's dirty.
Yo, she got offended and posted like this, this is the most offensive thing, I don't find the humor in it, and they got like 1,000 comments of people harassing her that she can't take a joke, and had to take the whole post down. The people wouldn't stop harassing her.
Wow. And in the NFL, as expected, after 87 years, the Washington Redskins are no more. The team announced that they will be changing their name and logo. Now, supposedly, team owner Dan Snyder likes Warriors as the replacement.
Washington Warriors. I don't hate that.
And Washington, yep. I've seen the Red Tails thrown out there. That's after the Tuskegee Airmen who served in World War II.
Yeah, but Warriors rolls off the tongue a lot easier.
It does. But again, the name Redskins, it's all done. It's over. And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today. Terry Willis is from Huntsville, Alabama. And after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, he said he felt obligated as a black man and father to help create a better future for his son. So on June 2nd, he started a March for Change, Justice, and Equality by walking 1,000 miles from Huntsville to Minneapolis. Along the way, he stopped to pay his respects to black victims of police violence, including Breonna Taylor in Louisville and Michael Brown in Ferguson. And during the walk, he was raising money to start a nonprofit to teach people with criminal records a trade to help them open their own businesses. By the time he finished the walk on Sunday, this past Sunday, he had raised over $42,000. And at the end, he said that he's no superhero or celebrity, just a regular man who saw a man get murdered and had to do something. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.